Welcome back to Coast to Coast. Okay, this will be your hour, an hour of some fun with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. So we'll get to your questions and your thoughts in just a moment. Okay, welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you, along with Glynis McCants. So Glynis, how do I handle the 2,000 emails from people who sent me their birth dates and wanted me to ask you about them?
Okay, there
is there a place they can go, your website?
They can go to numberslady.com. They can sign up for the newsletter. That newsletter, you're allowed to submit your question. And on Wednesdays, I do a little radio show for 1 hour. And they could check it out at Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. And all I do on that show is answer their questions, George. So you can just push them that way.
Okay. Can they do it themselves, too?
Absolutely. Look, both books, Glynis Has Your Number. I call it the buffet of numerology.
It's a study guide.
Everything. And Love by the Numbers, if you're looking for relationships, if you're married, you want to get it, make it healthier, like reignite the love, or if you're single and you want to get it right from the start, Love by the Numbers can help you do the love thing, and Glynis Has Your Number helps you with your whole life.
Super.
So those books are very much available, and they're standalone books, George, meaning you could pick it up today and start reading yourself and your friends.
Why is this year going by so fast?
You know, it goes back to that cycle of dying. We are moving so fast. Like, I was just thinking about those terrorist attacks that happened in Brussels and stuff. That was March. Doesn't that seem like it was a year ago?
Oh, yeah. Everything just seems so far away.
It does. And I think people need to get their bearings again. And when they ask me, Glynis, it feels out of control. What do? I say, get back to yourself. You know, take yoga, meditate, focus on your family. Go back to simple things. Maybe turn off the computer. Stop with the texting. Get back in the moment. Because the more we read everything, we're so bombarded by information, we're kind of losing our lives. It's like a cyber world instead of our world.
Can we slow it down?
Yes, and that's how you do it, George. You can balance it. Maybe you get on social media maybe an hour a day, 2 hours, not seven. I mean, I have friends who I call Facebook fake book, lovingly, because all people do is show the good news. And then other people feel depressed, like they feel left out.
Sure.
Yeah, so you got to get back to calling your friend, meeting a friend for lunch, the real stuff.
And put your phone away.
Absolutely.
When you go to lunch.
Slows things down. That will slow it down, and you'll feel a lot better.
I wonder how many people can sever their phone from their body for just a little bit.
Well, you know what's funny? I don't carry a phone. I do not have my mobile phone with me at all. You'll know this about me. I don't do that.
You never have you?
Never have, and I don't text either because I'm already dealing with the email world. I have to do stuff on the computer, and you just got to get your life back. So if I go out to dinner, like with Charlie, no, we have nothing with us. Just we really have a conversation.
That's good.
Yeah.
Just like the old times.
Yeah. I think next year, perhaps, you're going to see us shifting back to say, I want the old time. I want to get back to just having a conversation with the person across the table.
I miss the old times.
Yeah.
I want black and white television back.
Well, I'm all for color, but I do think we're losing sight of true communication. Like when people break up on a text message. What is that?
Text fighting. Horrible.
I can't. I mean, it's so easy to misinterpret what someone says on a text. That's why I also don't do it.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Hold on while I text Tom about you for a minute. Just give me a minute. Tom. I'm kidding, Glynis.
You know what? I can't hear you.
I was just mumbling that I was going to text Tom about you.
You know what's so funny? I didn't hear you, but I thought, is he texting right now? I didn't even hear you, but that's what texters do. We've got my stepdaughters. We'll be at dinner. They seem like they're listening. Then I look down and their hands are going, diddly, diddly, diddly. I'm like, oh, come on, lady.
What's he doing? All right, let's go to the phones. You ready?
So
I'm going to give you dates, too. Here we go. So we'll go to Jana in Hayward, California. And we're talking June 9, 1961, west of the Rockies. Hi, Jana. Welcome to the program.
Oh, my God. I am so excited. I'm just about bursting.
You got through.
I did. And now I'm first caller, too. Wow.
Yes, you
and
are.
I wanted to tell you guys up front that I just had recent dental work. So when I'm going to talk like this, like a robot kind of, because then at least my words will be clear.
Are you in pain?
No, not at all.
Good.
But I just have right now no upper teeth.
All right. Do you have a question for Glynis McCants?
Well, I'm good on the love life thing.
Good.
And let's see. Do I have a question? I don't know. What does she think kind of of my numbers? I'm adopted. I'm supposedly have siblings somewhere. Okay. And I've always felt weird, kind of. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it up to her.
Okay. And Jana, how do you spell your first name?
J-A-N-A.
Okay. So when I see a first name, George, because sometimes you don't know someone's birthday and you just get insight from the first name.
Yeah.
When I see J-A in a first name, Jana, that's double one energy, and that means there's an inner voice that says, no matter how good, not good enough. Like, you have really high standards, and when you think you come up short, you tend to beat yourself up. How true has that been?
Well, let me tell you this. I would say in the past, I'm trying to be different in the future. Another reason for the teeth being fixed, because mm-hmm. it's been a long time. I've waited a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I was adopted. When I was adopted, the first 3 months, I was in a orphanage because I had foot and hand, you know, some kind of thrush. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and my name was Melissa.
Okay, so your name, but you now go by Jana, correct?
Yeah, since I was adopted 3 months.
Okay, so it's an adopted name. Now, when she talks about adoption, this is so common. People can start doing their own research. When you're born on a 9-day or a 9-life path, if the 9 is in your birth numbers, so often I will hear, I was adopted, or I will hear, my parents got divorced early and it broke my heart. In other words, it's stuff that happens at the beginning that you have to work through. And it does feel, it's a tad heartbreaking, like kind of wanting to know the whole story. You are a 5-life path, which means you are a detective. Like, you dig for truth and find out the answers. So what have you done about that? Do you know your real family, your parents?
Oh, my God, that is so true. That is, you're right about those last two statements.
Yeah.
Completely.
So did you find out about these, your parents?
I tried in 1986, 1988. That's when I had my first child. And so she didn't want to have any contact. And I was cool with that. That was fine. But she wouldn't fill out the medical thing either, you know?
Yeah.
And that kind of, you know, but what are you going to do?
Because
and then,
you wanted to know the genetics and everything, the DNA?
She had tuberculosis and he had tuberculosis. Nothing. No, I have nothing like that.
Okay. And, so let me tell you something else about you. You have a 6 attitude. 6 is mother energy. How many kids did you have, or just one?
And we're going to have to move on pretty
soon. I'm going to just say to her, in a personal year 6, she said she got her teeth fixed, like something she was putting off. This was a perfect cycle to do it, George.
Perfect timing.
Yes, it was. She's trying to change her life, and that's a good step in the right direction.
Jana, thanks for your call. So the number 8 that we've talked about all the time,
mm-hmm.
how does that work?
Well, what I like and hope your audience will get, because sometimes I'll read comments where they misinterpret. They're like, oh, you know, she says I'm an 8, and 8s always have money, and I don't have money. I never said that. What I said is 8, the number itself, is the number that represents prosperity. Like, it's a number 8 for money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've told you that the Chinese are obsessed with the number 8.
They love it.
Well, they sure know how to make money, too. And I cannot tell you how many times I've been to a building that was a Chinese building, and the address is literally 888. Like, they use 8 constantly. And when they did the Olympics, the day they picked broke down to 888. It was literally August 8th, and I think it was, what was it? It had to be 2008 because it was 888, right?
Yeah.
However, going back to the number, yes, it's possible to make a lot of money. It's also possible to lose a lot of money. 8s have to find their balance. That's the key with that number. And I'm sure what you're alluding to is years ago, you and I talked about the number 8, and we talked about the possibility of, you know, putting an 8 in your wallet, or if you were in an office, putting the 8 maybe on your computer, if that's how you make money, and it would encourage some prosperity. Well, every week, George, I get letters of people that happens for.
Every week?
Every week. And then I get some who say, oh, it doesn't work for me. And those are the people I say, you should be doing a prosperity affirmation. Get your mind to believe it's possible. Because I, you know, when you talked about the man who doesn't believe that positive thinking makes
right.
a difference?
Yeah.
Well, that 8 is a great example, because the ones who believe, who literally put it in, they're like, Glynis, I got a raise the next day. Or they'll say, I put it in my husband's wallet. I didn't tell him. He got the job. I hear this every week, at least once a week, at least.
What about greed?
That's the dark side of 8. You bet. Now, if you want a famous example, Martha Stewart. She is an 8 life path. She came from poverty. There was no money in her family. She finally, you know, became a billionaire. But she panicked. When she heard she was losing money, she did something that made her end up in jail, correct?
Over $60,000 in stock.
But all she heard is, you're losing money. And she panicked. So that's the downside of eight. Now, what I felt kind of worked out for her, by her going through that, people felt real bad. You know, a lot of people end up saying, well, gosh, if a guy did it, they wouldn't be in jail. Remember how they talked about insider trading? My point is, if you're an eight, your lesson is to find a balance with money. How do you balance it? You know, and when you have it, how can you just enjoy it? Some people put it in the bank and they're afraid to spend it, and others, it slips right through their fingers.
That's a good observation.
Yeah.
We go next to Joe in the Bronx, October 27, 1958, to give you a head start. Hey, Joe, welcome to the program.
Thank you, George. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Glynis now. I'm a singer-songwriter as well as I do a little more, a little bit of journalism as well. Wanted to ask you financially this year, what kind of financial finances will I have? And what about the music? Where will my music take me?
Okay. The first thing I want you to know, when we talk about packs of numbers, like 157, that's the mind numbers, 248 is business-minded, 369 is creative. You're born on a 9-day, you're a 6 life path, so you belong in the field of creativity. So are you saying you write music?
Yes, I'm a songwriter.
Yeah, he does it all.
Lyricist, yes.
Yeah, but it should be effortless for you. It should not be hard for you to come up with lyrics. Has it been?
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's effortless. Okay, so that's one.
And he's pretty good, too.
And you are in a personal year of one. The personal year means, how do I get into the driver's seat? What do I do to be my best? You're in a good cycle for this. So what was your first name? I didn't hear it.
Joe.
Joe,
what are you doing about it? Like, are you submitting your music all over the place?
I am. I currently have a song up on iTunes and a few songs on SoundCloud, which is a free music site.
Okay. I'm going to give you an affirmation that I happen to know works, as because you also perform it, I'm assuming. It's not just writing.
A little bit, yeah, just a little, though. I play a little bit of keyboards.
Right, and when you play, aren't you in heaven? Isn't that when you're happiest?
Yes.
Okay, I feel like with that nine, when I talked about old scars from the original family, I feel like you didn't have the support early on when you were a kid. Like this.
You're right, and still, to some degree, some relatives don't really support me.
Right, so you don't never share your glory with family if they're not supportive. It's a waste of time because they're going to critique you in a way no one else will, Joe. But I have a suggestion. It's simple. Start doing it 15 minutes a day. You can literally say, I love my audience and my audience loves me. I love my audience and my audience loves me. You say that 15 minutes a day, Joe, you're going to start getting people wanting to work with you and trying to move this forward because you need to feel more approval out there, and that'll turn it around for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Joe. Good luck to you. When you get the wording from Glynis, you can take it to the bank.
Especially if he does it daily. Absolutely.
When your clients contact you, what do they want to know about the most?
Well, I've been really blessed, especially this year. A lot of celebrities have been reaching out to me. And what I find is they want to look at their whole picture, whether it's the manager that they work with, the husband or wife that they married. What do the numbers look like? How do I bring more peace into my life? And also working on that feeling of when you have a gig, let's say you have a movie and it's a big hit, and then all of a sudden you're nowhere again, right? They always say you're only as good as your last gig. I help people understand it's a process. You know, we're not always busy. Sometimes things slow down. It's an ebb and flow, and I help them prepare to get busy again. And it absolutely works. So I think it's both. It's career and it's relationships.
In that order?
No, relationships first. Absolutely. Because remember, it's not just a love relationship. People will call me, like, let's say a mother who has like four children and two of her kids don't talk to her. She'll call me crying. And then we break down numbers, and when I explain that they are challenged in numerology, do you know she ends up leaving happy? She's smiling, laughing. Thank you, Glynis. I needed to understand, and you gave me clarity I didn't have before. So it's about healing people.
Sure is.
Numerology.
All right, we're going to Philadelphia next, February 1st, 1956. Karen is with us, and I think that's spelled with a C. Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi. You know, George, you make staying up late a beautiful thing.
Well, I like that. That's what we're here for.
I really love it. And Glennis, I've been waiting to sleep with you about a year and a half. So
wow.
This is a golden opportunity.
Yes.
I'm interested in the calculation of the date of birth. And I also want to know, how do I convert my address to make more power in my life?
I can help you with that. So tell me the birthday of the person you want to know about.
Well, my birth date was 2/1/1956, but the address is 7962.
Okay, so hold on one sec. I got that wrong then. 3, 4, so you're 6, born on one day. And then what was the address?
7962.
And are you single or married right now?
Single.
Okay, so 786. Did you have kids, Karen?
7982. I'm sorry, 7962.
Right, but did you have kids?
No, no children.
Any pets?
Yes, plenty of pets in my life.
Your children?
I'm working on a film involving pets.
But don't you,
oh, cool.
Aren't they your children, Karen? Your pets are your kids.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay.
Everybody else's pets are my kids. And I'm walking down the street, they all come pulling towards me.
No, believe me, George, this is exactly her numbers. The sixth life path is like Dr. Doolittle when it comes to animals.
Oh, yeah.
They love you. And if you don't have kids, then you nurture them and they just feel safe, okay? So that's a part of you. Your house is a six, so that's not stopping you. But what are you trying to... Sometimes you can get too comfortable in the house and not want to go outside of it. Tell me about that. Like
I'm
what?
Always out. I'm very, very busy.
But are you working inside this house? Like, how do you make your living?
Say that again?
How do you make a living?
Research, and I'm always out the door for research. I do a lot of private patient advocacy.
Okay.
I'm working on a film, and I do bird calls. I mean, I talk to the animals. The animals talk to me.
But that's all true. So can I ask you, are you going to write a book about it? Are you going to give people advice on how to deal with animals?
I have 7 manuscripts and 597 poems, and I'm just starting to bring public.
All right. Then here's my suggestion to her, George. She's in a house of six, which is her life path, and I think it's empowered her to be strong. But she needs to put the 3 on the inside of the door, because 6 + 3 = 9, and 9 means it's everything, Karen. It, like, opens all doors, and it also promotes real communication with other people, not just animals, but people.
I want to still know, Glennis, how this works for other people. I mean, it's just uncanny.
It does. I was thinking how many reads I've done. I think I'm around 24,000-25,000 readings.
Already. Wow.
And I was, you know, it's funny because when people don't know numerology or they don't know me, they want to judge it and go, oh, it's stupid. It's, you know, lame. It doesn't work. If they were in my life, there's no way they'd feel that way. You know, people who work for me, as a matter of fact, one of my assistants, she's in a cycle right now that's been so tough, and now she sees what she's doing. Like, when it goes bad for her, she's awake now. She's like, oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm in a cycle of blank, you see? Like, you see life differently. It changes people's life and viewpoint. And, yes, when you ask me about astrology is wonderful. We know it is, but it's a little more complicated, right? You have to know where someone was born, what time. All of those things are different than the way I lay this out. What makes this particular formation of the numerology, I simplify it so you can use it right away.
Super. Stay with us. We're going to come back with more with Glennis McCants in our final segment. So those of you on hold, just hang there. I'll get right to you. Glennis McCants, the numbers lady, right here on Coast to Coast AM with her website, of course, numberslady.com. Hey, next hour, we'll talk about secret government experiments right here on Coast to Coast AM. On our Tuesday program, Craig Hewlett joins us for a couple hours talking about events that affect all of us, followed by Open Lines. Then on Wednesday, he's back. Doc Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com will join us for a few hours as we talk about all things that are important to us. And by the way, he's got a free lecture tomorrow night, so let me tell you about that. He's got a lecture, it's a health lecture called Somebody Needs to Go to Jail, and he's presenting it Tuesday night at the Best Western Grosvenor Inn at 380 South Airport Road in South San Francisco, California. It starts at 7 o'clock. Simply go to criticalhealthnews.com and email, and you get free reservations. Won't cost you anything to go and watch Dr. Joel Wallach at criticalhealthnews.com. Final segment with Glynis McCants. Sounds so permanent, Glynis, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Final segment. Bye, Glynis.
It's moving fast, I'll tell you.
Hey, we had fun when we did our Beyond Belief taping some time ago.
Yeah, that was a great show, and I do love that show. I catch your show all the time.
It's different.
Yeah,
I like it.
It reminds me of Johnny Carson.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. I just need a sidekick sitting there, giggling and doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Maybe you.
Yeah, I'm game. And also, what about good old Tommy?
Tommy's a behind-the-scenes guy.
Well, and it makes him funny. Maybe he's got a mic in the back, you know?
Yeah, we put him on every once in a while. On Fridays, he reads text messages to me from our listeners.
Oh, I like that.
Those people who can't get through, so they send text messages.
I like that.
And he reads. He likes that segment.
Yeah.
He has fun doing that. So let us go back to the phones. They're lining up for you. We're going to run out of time, but we'll do as many as we can.
Okay.
But I do want to say Glynis's website, numberslady.com, for all of you who should go to it, especially those of you who can't get through.
And they can also look up their life path number and their attitude number. It's right there on the site. They just click on the menu that says numbers, and they can read all about themselves.
Okay, well, let's go to Vancouver, Canada. I love Vancouver. May 8, 1965. Howard is with us. Howard, welcome to the program.
Good evening, George, and good evening, Glynis.
Good to have you with us. Do you have a question for Glynis, Howard, or is she
general? You know, my birthday is upcoming, just general, what you see for the birth year ahead.
It sure is.
Okay. Well, first of all, Howard, as a person, I would tell George, if you wondered who you were or what you're like, you're very honest. Like, you can't withhold how you feel. There's times you'll shut down, like if you don't like someone you're talking to, but when you speak your mind, you tend to know what you're talking about. And that's because you have a 4 attitude, which means you seek knowledge. You're always open to learning new information. And then once you know it, feel like you know what you're talking about, that's when you share it. And then born on an 8 day tells me no one can push you into doing something you don't want to do, Howard. You'll hit your head before you learn, but it has to be your decision. How true is that?
You're bang on, Glynis. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then you're ultimately a 7, like George. And it's not uncommon, by the way, I found with people that I do shows with, George, that their audience often has numbers that are similar.
Yeah.
Like, Howard, now I have to ask you, are you a night owl? Do you tend to be up at night?
I did. You know, in years past, I had a lot of jobs where I was up, you know, all hours of the night, but now I'm sort of more settled. But, of course, I'm up with George with Coast to Coast. Can't go to sleep till that's over.
You know what I call 7? The human vampire. Like, they come to life at night.
Huh.
It's fun. And you know what? You like the quiet in the night.
Well, I'm a 7 too, Glynis.
And you're alive. Look at you. You sound like a human popcorn machine. You sound like it's morning. You have a morning voice, George. People, and that's why people stay up awake. People tell me they'll drink coffee just to hang out with you in the night.
Well, good.
And we can't wait to have maybe Glynis and you, George, back up in Canada for a live show.
That'd be fun.
I would love to do that.
And so, Howard, your question was about just your birthday's coming up. So you wanted to know, this is a year that if you feel like you don't know something, like if there's anything you haven't educated yourself about, it really is a year to be seeking knowledge, because that's the part that's going to make you feel like you have a payoff by year's end. So tell me what you're doing. What are you doing with your mind right now? Are you reading books? What are you doing?
I'm doing a lot of reading, a lot of computer work, and a lot of, putting deals together.
Wonderful. And by the way, 7 is the observer. So that tells me, Howard, like, you could be at a meeting with a bunch of people. You notice everything that's happening in the room.
That's impressive. How do you get all this, Glynis?
It's right in his chart. I look at those numbers and they come to life for me. I get it. And you know what Howard is? He's the guy who says, I don't mind working hard. Now, where's the paycheck? Where's the money? Where's my security?
Show me the money, right?
The 4 and 8 wants that security or it's not worth it. But he's willing to work. He's not a flake. Not at all.
Let's take a few more calls. Do businesses call you with numbers?
Yes, I do a ton of corporate counseling. You know, I've actually gone to major, like, corporations. Now, I will say, a lot of this stuff I do, you have to sign a confidentiality agreement. They don't want people knowing what problems they might have. But I'll do, like, the president and VP of a company that are having trouble getting along, and I will come in and counsel by the numbers. And when they see each other in a new way, they get along much better, George. And in business, you've got to find a way to get along to be successful.
Would you, you know, if you're going to unveil a new product or something,
yes,
would you go by that number?
Well, when it comes to products, I name everything by the number. I want to make sure it's compatible to my energy. And that's really important. Like when you write a book, George, you want to make sure that title is compatible to you. That encourages the success of it for you.
Interesting.
Yeah, it matters.
Lewis is in Daytona Beach, Florida. Lewis, of course, is born on September 26th, 1950. Hey, Lewis, welcome to the show.
Wow, wonderful. It's great to be speaking with the both of you. I'm in a bit of a slump, and I'm looking for answers. Glynis, I did go on numberslady.com and I worked up my pass number and attitude number,
yes,
which is wonderful. And my pass number does describe me pretty well, but it doesn't give me answers to the following, and whatever you can do, I'd appreciate it. As I mentioned, I'm in a slump of life.
Okay.
I find comfort in being a recluse, which goes along with what you had commented earlier in reference to being in a pool of inactivity, or however you had stated it.
Like when we get caught up in the world of online, anything to do with computers, suddenly we lose the social side of our own life.
Yes,
yep.
Very much so. That's true. And although, oddly enough, for me, not so much with computers as far as what time I spend as a recluse, but as much as television, and I live in a fantasy.
That's right.
In that regard. And in a bit of a contradiction, I see that it's not healthy for me, and I'm looking for love, mm-hmm. but that's a bit of a conflict in where I enjoy being alone, perhaps too much, and at the same time, hey, there's nobody here, so where am I going to find love?
Okay, so, Louis, here's what I would tell you. Technically, your life path number is a 5, and now with that 8, you have high standards. You know, if that gal's not attractive, no thank you. You know, you do care that someone takes pride in their appearance. Does that make sense to you?
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when the girl's pretty, you're dazzled, and you'd be the first to compliment her, but you're not going to put up with less than what you really want. And when you're a 5 life path, plus you've got an 8, that tells me you've probably had some lousy relationships in this lifetime. I'd be shocked
nice.
If you told me you didn't.
Huh.
You know, 8s and 5s, they hit their head before they learn, and in relationships, if it goes bad, they're like, I'd rather be alone than go out there and try again. True, Louis?
That's very true. Wow,
okay.
You hit the nail on the head. Thank
here's
you.
Here's my suggestion. There's a CD thing called Affirmations to Attract Healthy Love. Shoot me an email. I'll do something for you because we got to get your head right. Number 2, 8s. Remember what I said about this year. What's going on with your health? You got to check everything about your physical body. Tell me about your health.
Well, interestingly enough, I have a physical coming up in a couple of days. It's not very good. I used to be, I'm a vegetarian.
Yes.
I used to meditate.
Yes.
And I my health is going downhill.
That's right.
So here's what I was telling George.
We talked about this year, that if you've got that 8 and it's a personal year, this is a year to get your health back, Louis. You have the power, and it's about getting your mind right. When you said you used to meditate and stuff, you got to get back to that stuff to get your health. That's what I want you to focus on, because if you don't have that,
that's critical.
You have nothing.
Yeah, you have to have
that's
that.
That's his cycle right now. And yeah. If, Louis, you master that, you're going to want to be more social. You can open yourself back up to a love relationship. But first, have a love relationship with yourself this year.
Thanks, Louis. Good luck to you. Keep in touch. And don't forget, numberslady.com. You take emails there. That's how they find you, right?
Yes, all the time.
Let's go to Linda Marie in Ashland, Oregon. I bet when I say that, they all jump. Hey, they got me. November 21st, 1970. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Hi, George. Hi, Glynis. And it's Linda Marie. I said you both names.
Okay.
Okay, and Glynis, I know this is that I'm a 22 with a 5, 22 life path with a 5 attitude, and it's my personal year of 5.
Wow, you're good.
You see money and love in the year ahead.
Okay, Linda, I'm going to tell you, because you're a 4 life path, And, you know, fours are the ones who would like to date and have a partner. As a matter of fact, it's not fun for you to go out and meet new people over and over again. You'd really rather just have a partner that you could be with. That's a fact for you.
Okay.
The cycle of five, it's not an ideal time to meet that guy, like to find the one. It's not uncommon in a personal year of five that you have fun. You know, it's about enjoying yourself, getting back in the game, Linda. That's what you should focus on, because come January 1st, you go into a personal year of six, and that's ideal for love. That's ideal.
Truth, I haven't even started the game.
Good. Now, the other thing, when George talked earlier, he said, wow, this year's going real fast. I would say that's doubly true for you. Don't you feel the speed of what's happening?
Yes, it's already May. I can't believe it.
It's overwhelming. Well, because you're in a cycle of five, this is a year to do for yourself. Like, you should take trips. Like, are you planning any trips this year? Going away anywhere?
Yes. In fact, tomorrow I'm going down to the Ventura area of Southern California.
Great. Any trips you take this year is where you belong. You know, that there's a shirt for the five energy, and it's anywhere but here. I want you to be a moving target, Linda. This year, have fun. Go places. Get with nature, ocean, mountains, plants, anywhere that's beautiful. That's your breakthrough. And celebrate yourself. Meet new people. This is about communication, getting in touch with that inner child. You know, sometimes we become so adult, we lose the fun. And you've got a sense of humor. Born the 21st, you love to laugh. So you need to attract more good communication around you, and it's going to be through trips that you do it, Linda, this year.
What do you do with people, Glynis, who have this cloud over their heads?
And they do. You know what it is? They've gotten comfortable living there, and what I do is I help them spot it. That's what I talked about when I told you about the book I'm working on.
Yeah.
I want you to spot what trap you've fallen into, because you didn't mean to. You know, when you have enough bad luck happen, you start to look for the next bad luck. You don't look for good news. You're like, I have bad luck. Then you put on those glasses that look for the next thing to say, see, I have bad luck. So I help them break a pattern and get their life back. I've had people from, like, depression flip it and get happy for the first time after years and years of being unhappy. And sometimes, George, there are marriages out there where you've been married 20, 30 years. You're not even with him or her. It's like your roommates. You're not involved anymore.
Well, that's not good.
Well, I don't like that. And I give people permission to reconsider that. Sometimes it's the kids have grown up and they have nothing in common. But I've also healed marriages where they weren't flirting with each other anymore. And I help them find their way back into each other's arms. So both is possible.
Let's go to Jack in Des Moines, Iowa. First-time caller for Jack, October 23. 1952. Hi, Jack. You're on the air with us.
Hi.
Good to have you. They have a question for her, or just a quick reading?
Just a quick reading.
Okay, go for it, Glynis.
Jack. Hi. All right. Born on a 5 day and a 5 life path. So that means what you see is what you get. You're not one to play games. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So that also means when people play games with you, you're not a fan. It pisses you off. You have no patience for it. As a matter of fact, if anything, you're restless. When I think of energy that's double five, I think of someone sitting there and maybe they're tapping a pen or they're tapping their foot. You know, something's always moving.
Yes.
And then six, attitude means you don't want to work for somebody else. You want to be in charge of what you do. So let me ask you, Jack, what job have you picked? I mean, does it have to do with moving, like staying busy? Tell me what the job is.
I'm retired.
What is he?
He's retired.
Okay, what were you doing before you retired, Jack?
I made windows for houses.
He makes windows for houses, Glynis, and we're almost out of time.
All right, so Jack, what was your quick question? Because I didn't get a question from him.
No, you didn't want one. You just wanted
a
quick read.
In the cycle of six, since you're retired, and you're young, by the way, was it correct to say you were born in 1952?
That's it.
Then, Jack, I am telling you, with double five energy, you got to get back out there, get busy, work on your hobbies. You know, whenever a five's out there, whether it's playing golf or going off with buddies, hiking or whatever it is they might do, if you stay stuck in your home, you will never be happy. This is about staying busy and enjoying your life. That's key for him. So I don't even like hearing the word retired around a five. Not good.
So how do you change your numbers if that's what they are?
Well, you know what? You don't change your numbers, but you must look at each one. When I say there are three numbers in your name, three numbers in your birthday, those are the six numbers that make up a numerology blueprint. Then you have your full birth certificate name, which gives you your destiny number. That's another number. And then you have a maturity number. You need to look at all of these numbers and read about them. Like, read what is the pro of this number, what is the con, and then how do I embrace the good news? Because some of your people will write me and they'll say, Glynis, my numbers suck, you know. They're like, I have bad numbers. I'm like, there's no such thing. There is no such thing. Yeah, but I don't make money, I don't have an 8. I said, that's not where money comes from. So sometimes people misinterpret what their numbers are. When they understand the numbers, they get excited because they realize there's nothing they can't do. It's just about getting on the right track. And numbers tell you, even careers, George, there are certain careers that are good for certain numbers. And you need to know what those are.
Let's do a real quick reading for Christina in Fresno, California, July 27, 1978. Let's get you in real fast, Christina. Go ahead. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Gwyneth, I have a question about my life path.
Okay.
I have a lot of metaphysical abilities, mm-hmm. but my past traumas have kept me from manifesting them.
Okay, but give me a sense of what that means, honey. When you say, but you don't mean past life, you mean this time?
No, current life, just past traumas.
The one she's got.
Okay, so you say you're a sixth life path. I'm just going to confirm that. 6, 7, 7. I'm not seeing that. So are you sure that's your life path?
72778.
Right, but you're forgetting 19.
Oh,
19,
yeah, 1978.
Okay, so let's confirm.
Yeah, you gotta add them all across.
I know, but when I look at this, because, okay, you guys work with me. 7 plus 8 is 15, 1 plus 5 is 6, 6 plus 1 is 7, and then 7 is the year you're born? If you ask me, I'm seeing a 5 life path, Christina.
Okay.
And if you're a 5 life path, you know what's wrong with you?
What?
You have way too many ideas. When a 5 has so many ways to go, they feel frozen because they don't know which way to go.
So what do they do?
Well, they have to stop it. You got to sit down, make a list. What brings me the most joy? You know, I have found 5s that are incredibly creative. They tend to be producers because they're idea people. They have a bunch of ideas. I've met artists that are incredibly successful that were 5s. I've met people that pilots, when it comes to men, you know, captain of a ship. They've got to stay busy.
All right, let's get that phone number out.
So
go ahead.
The number was not correct, for the record. Okay, toll-free number. They can give a call, and we'll tell them what we offer. There's things that products that can help them. 1-877-686-2373. 1-877-686-2373.
Great. Glynis, thank you so much. Good to always talk to you. Up next, secret government experiments.